Blog Talk Radio.
Lock your doors, pull down your blinds. It's time to let the monster loose. It's time for Sports Time with John and Milo. Brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. I'm John and...
I'm Milo.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. We'll be here for about a half an hour, maybe a little longer, maybe not. We don't really know. But we do the best we can with what we got, and we're going to talk a lot about sports tonight. Just so we get this out of the way at the beginning of the show, we're going on summer break after tonight's show, and we'll be back on August the 24th. So we'll be on summer break through July and August, and we will be back on the 24th just in time, man, for football. The Buckeyes, Bengals, Browns. Everybody you can think of will start football in August. High school football, it all starts in August. Some of the games don't start till September, but they're practicing and it'll be in full swing. So it's sports time. John Myler will be on summer break until from tonight. Tonight's the last show till August the 24th, 7 o'clock. We'll be back. But we got a lot to talk about tonight. And first of all, we want to talk about Milo, tell us about how you've been doing with your live sports camp.
Good.
Can you elaborate?
So, we've been doing a lot of fun stuff, okay. Like gummies.
Okay, duh.
We played volleyball today. We played soccer today, and we played baseball today.
Okay, so what all are they working on? I know it's to work on some things for teamwork and how to get along with other kids and stuff. Tell us about some of the things that you're learning at Life Sports Camp.
A lot of teamwork, a lot of social responsibility, a lot of self-control. Well, our four sets are self-control, effort,
okay.
Teamwork, and social responsibility. Ability.
What was the last one?
Social responsibility.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one. Because, you know, when I was a kid and I didn't have any of the social media or all the things going on, the quick communications that can happen between you and your friends or things that go on your phone or on the internet and your computer and things like that, I didn't have to deal with any of that. But I know it's a big responsibility, and I'm glad to see that they're doing that. And I know, Milo, when you get into sports in your area, they will also let you know that same thing because you represent the team. What all did they tell you about teamwork, how important that is?
They told us it's very important.
Why is that?
Because you need to work with your team, and you don't want to be that player that's like, give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball.
slapping your hands and letting the ball.
Yeah, they probably don't want to play with you.
No, that's really good because you went. It's a team sport, and sometimes you can play sports that are, you know, like track and field. A lot of times, that's just you, and you can play tennis like that. You play doubles tennis. You can play by yourself, but most of the time in sports, you learn to work with other people, and you know what your weaknesses are and your strengths are, and you're out to do the best you can as a team to win. So, and you know what they say, Milo, it's better to play the game right than to win. It's not how, if you win or lose, it's how you play the game. That's really true. And I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I taught youth sports basketball for around 20 years. And you have to teach the fundamentals and how to play with others and how to be able to, work as a group instead of a, and you learn the fundamentals, and then you will eventually win. I guarantee you that. But you don't go out with the idea of winning all the games. You go out with doing the best you can, being the best player you can be, and maximizing your potential. So I think you're learning a lot of great things. And so, are you done with the camp, or do you have another week?
I have another week.
Okay. Do you know what you're going to do in that other week?
Olympics.
Oh, Olympics. Ooh, that's cool. And you said you played some volleyball this week?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You didn't like it? Why didn't you like it?
I'm new to it, and I don't think it's fun.
Well, yeah, you're new to it. That's a big thing. I mean, it's really a good sport. I mean, you really have to work as a team in that perspective. But I bet you like it as you play more of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go on to. There's a lot going on in the NBA right now. You know what's going on tonight? Did you say anything?
I'm upset, Shaq.
You're upset with the finals. What do you think is happening tonight? This day, the 22nd of June, at 8 o'clock tonight, something happens in the NBA.
The draft.
You got it, buddy. It should be a lot of fun to watch, even if it's just to see the big guy stand beside everybody and just be taller than everybody. And I mean everybody. A lot of folks are saying, you know, he's not strong enough. He won't play. He won't do that well in the NBA because of how strong everybody is. But I don't believe that. I've seen him play before, man. He's good. He's fast. He's got good ball skills. He can pass the ball around. He's not going to have to play that much inside. Although he could probably dunk from just standing flat footed. I bet you could. Maybe jump a little bit, but not much. He didn't have to. But it'll be exciting tonight to watch the NBA draft. It'll be it starts at 8 o'clock. Probably, you know, they'll talk for they just go on and on and talk forever. And I don't really like that part of it. But Wembanyama is the guy that everybody's talking about to go in the first round. The pick that you know who they're saying he's going to play for.
The Spurs.
The San Antonio Spurs. What do you think of that? Think that'd be a good one?
No.
Why not?
I think you should go to a different team. I mean, the Spurs are in trash, yeah. But I don't think they deserve Victor Wembanyama.
You don't think so? But that's how it goes. I mean, that's actually how it's supposed to go. So the team that's the worst teams get the pick, and then they do the lottery and the Spurs. But there's one thing that I think people don't really aren't talking a lot about, at least I haven't heard it, that I think is the key to this whole thing. Do you know who the coach of the San Antonio Spurs is?
No.
Coach Popovich. And I'll tell you what, dude, he is an excellent coach. And he, you give him a 7'5" ball handler like that, we're talking NBA championship, Milo. Not this year, not this next year, probably in 3 years. He's probably one of the best coaches out there. He just hasn't had a lot of luck lately. But Greg Popovich is an excellent coach. When I saw that the Spurs were probably going to pick him up, I thought, dude, he couldn't do any better coaching-wise to learn the game of basketball than Coach Pop, because he knows the game inside and out. So that'll be interesting tonight to see that. Then I guess, you know, from there on, be interesting to see what goes on. I will probably have it on or watch it. I usually sit there with Grandma and she wants to watch something else, but I'll have it on. I'll flip it back and forth. But it'll be interesting, buddy. We need to watch that. Talk about it when next time we talk. Now you've got a phone. You can call me anytime you want to, and I could call you. So anything else you'd like to talk about the draft? What was that?
Who's what?
Nothing. I thought I heard something. Okay, so I think the five picks, Wembanyama, the first pick, Scoot Henderson, who everybody thinks should be maybe the first pick, Brandon Miller, Amen Thompson, and Jairus Walker. So we do have an Ohio State Buckeye that's going to probably go in the first round. Bryce Sensenbaugh, people are picking him to go somewhere around 22 to 25, unless he drops. But I think he should be able to play pretty well. And do you think Bryce Sensabaugh will do good in the NBA?
Yeah,
it's pretty big.
15, I think he might win Rookie of the Year.
You think so? Who do you think will pick him up?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can see if they think he'll pick him up. The Sacramento Kings will get him. I don't know too much about
him. I think, in my opinion, because anything can happen, so any team can get him. Like, any team can get him.
They can trade for him.
In my opinion, well, yeah, it's probably going to happen. I think the Boston Celtics are going to get him.
The Nuggets? Is that what you said?
The Celtics.
Oh, Celtics. Yeah, that'd be a good pick. Yeah, you are right, because he'd go all the way through the first round pretty much, so just about anybody could pick him up. But it'll be fun to watch him. He's a guy, I think he needed another year in college, but that's not the way it is. I mean, you're 18, 19 years old. Somebody says you can make $2 or $3 million your first year, you're probably going to do that. So pretty hard to put that down. Okay, so I guess what you were moaning and groaning about there, if anybody in the listening audience heard Milo do that when we mentioned the NBA, was the fact that the Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship 4 games, one lost one, the Heat won one, lost four. The last game was, did you watch the last game? It was 94-89. Pretty good game.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler with 21 points.
No, don't think that game. The game was trash.
I didn't watch the end of it. Was it close at the end?
Yeah, it was 89-84.
Yeah, 94-89. That's 5 points. That is close. That's 2 3-pointers. Nikola Jokic had Gosh, he did really good. I mean, he's always doing good. He had a great series. I'm not sure how many points he had in that game, but he averaged 24 points a game, 11 rebounds and 24 points a game. So he's a big, big dude. He's 6'11", 284 pounds. You know how big that is? I mean, of course, we're going to talk Victor Wembanyama at 7'5", but he's not even too much over 200 pounds. So he doesn't have a lot of meat on his bones like some of these guys do. So what do you got to say? You got to be happy at least that the Heat were in the finals, buddy. I know they didn't win it, but what do you think about them being in the finals, and how good do you think they'll be next year?
Good. I think it'll make the number one seed, beat every single team and make the finals and get the redemption against the Los Angeles Clippers.
Ooh. You don't think the Nuggets will be back in it?
No. I think they're going to get knocked out by the Celtics.
Wow. Well, it's possible. They look like they'd be good, in my perspective, buddy, for the next couple of years. But there is a lot of trades going on right now. I don't have that right in front of me, but I do know on my phone all day that there's been trades popping up here and trades popping up there. I think the Celtics were involved in a big trade. I'd have to look that up. But,
I think so.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I'll look it up while we're having a music break. And we want to just thank everybody for listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo tonight. And we will be back in just a few minutes, take a short music break. So when you go outside to play, Milo, are the bugs bad right now? The mosquitoes and all that?
Yeah. I have a mosquito bite on my face.
Yeah, I have one on my leg. If you listen, you might be able to hear them.
Just like fire.
those freaking bugs are out tonight, man. That's Graham Parker. If you like that kind of music, listen to Independent Music Showcase. It airs every Tuesday afternoon at 12 o'clock noon and Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. We play the best independent alternative underground music in the world. That was Graham Parker with Them Bugs. Okay, buddy, so we got a couple of things, news flashes going on right now. Breaking news, the Wizards are finalizing a deal to send Chris Paul to the Warriors for Jordan Poole. What do you think of that?
No! No.
You're in trouble, dude, because it's happening.
Wait, they accepted it?
They haven't signed it yet, but it says that it's the deal's underway, so they're working on it. They'll probably get it signed up here pretty soon before the draft because they want to get all that done before they do their draft picks, or, you know, it would be kind of crazy to do it after. And the other one is, let's see, Kristaps Porzingis goes to the Celtics. Washington agreed to send Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics, Malcolm Brogdon to the Clippers, and Marcus Morris and Danilo Gallinari and Amir Coffey, plus draft capital, including Los Angeles' number 30 pick. So a lot going on now here in the NBA news.
It's
get that. What's that?
Is LeBron to the Celtics like he said he wanted to?
LeBron, he's not going anywhere. He wants to go. This is what I heard, man. I don't know if it's true or not, but so his son has to play a year and wants to play a year in college. So Bronny James is going to be playing for the University of Southern California, the Trojans, next year. That's in Los Angeles. It's right by where he lives. He can drive there. His mom and dad are right there. His family's there. It's good thing. He goes to college, he plays a year, and then he goes into the NBA after 1 year. Now, that's the plan. He might not have a good year. No one knows, but he probably will do okay. And he wants to go. Where do you think he wants to go, and where do you think LeBron wants to go? And it's not Boston. They both have said that they would like to go to a certain team and play with a certain player.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Nope.
I know. Boston Celtics, Kyrie Irving.
It's in the same state that Los Angeles is in.
Go to Golden State to play with Steph Curry.
You got it, buddy. That's what people are saying, and that LeBron would play his last year before he retired, play it with his son, Bronny, and Steph Curry. Their idea would be to win a championship for all three of them, and then LeBron can just ride off into the sunset. What do you think of that?
I would like that.
You would? I kind of would go with what you said earlier, having come to Cleveland, but he's not going to. No, Cleveland. I don't think he'll do that. Yeah, I'd like to see him come to Cleveland. I mean, he's from Akron, Ohio. Come on, man. But, okay, so so here in just a little bit, 35 minutes, the NBA draft will start, and we can watch that. And I don't even know if the Cavaliers have a pick in the first round. I don't even think they do. But they've got the players they need. They really don't need anybody. They just need to kind of get their coaching staff a little bit better, but in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. Okay, so let's jump over to the USFL. We haven't talked about it a lot, but it is – guess what's happening Saturday? Well, actually, I think it's
– what?
The USFL playoffs, man. And Pittsburgh versus Michigan and Birmingham versus New Orleans. Yep. Are you excited about that?
I want Michigan and New Orleans to play each other.
Not Michigan, dude. You don't want them to win.
I don't want them to win the championship. I want New Orleans to win the championship.
Okay. So the championship is July the 1st, so that's the next Saturday coming up. So this Saturday, Pittsburgh Maulers versus the Michigan Panthers at Canton, Ohio, on NBC Channel 4, 8 p.m., the Maulers and the Panthers. Then on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Fox, it's the Birmingham Stallions versus the New Orleans Breakers at Birmingham, Alabama. So then the winners play on Saturday, July 1st at 8 p.m. on NBC. So you're picking – who are you picking in the Pittsburgh-Michigan game?
Michigan.
Who are you picking in the Birmingham-New Orleans game?
Personally, Birmingham.
Okay. Who are you picking in the Birmingham-Michigan game?
Birmingham.
Okay. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh to beat Michigan. I'm going to pick New Orleans to beat Birmingham. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh to win the championship over New Orleans. Although I like New Orleans. That's a nice place to go. But Pittsburgh isn't a nice place to go. But if you're from Pittsburgh, you know, hey, you probably like it. Okay, so we don't have a lot left. We just have a couple minutes left. But we do want to talk about what's left to talk about, Milo. I know.
What?
What's left? What haven't we talked about? What sports going on right now?
I don't know.
Baseball? You know where they throw that little white ball and they hit it and catch it with a glove and all that? Yeah, it's called baseball. I hate to break the news to you, buddy, but the hottest team in baseball right now, 11 straight wins, the Cincinnati Reds.
What?
They're 40-35.
They're the best team in the league.
Yeah, well, they are, and they're winning. They're the first place in the National League Central at 40 wins and 35 losses, 11 straight victories, and are a game and a half above the Brewers. So, yeah, they're the hottest team in baseball right now. They're a lot of fun to watch. You would love it, man, because it's just they have young players. They play really fast. They're really aggressive on the bags. They like to steal. They know how to bunt, which the Reds haven't bunted correctly in 30 years, and now they're starting to bunt the ball. They're starting to place the ball in the right places. They're just playing really good baseball right now, so it's a lot of fun to watch them. The Cincinnati Reds at 40 wins and 35 losses, standing a game and a half above the Brewers in first place, and have won 11 games in a row. Now they have three games this weekend with the Atlanta Braves, who actually the Braves are at 48 wins and 26 losses, are 6.5 games in first place in the East. So the Braves are tough. It will be if they can win. I don't know. I'm just going to say, it'd be nice if they could win the series. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. They're playing at home though, so it's possible. But it'll be crowded. Be a fun time. Watch it on TV if you can. And have fun with that. So I think that's about all we have in the sports arena. Do you have anything you'd like to add, Milo?
No.
Okay.
I had Dunkin' Donuts the other day.
How was it?
It was decent. I never tried it before, so.
So what did you get?
Andy got me a chocolate sprinkled donut.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah, I like glazed too.
It was glazed?
Yeah.
Because you can't go wrong with a chocolate donut.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that I got a chocolate donut. I mean, like.
Yeah, I'd eat that. That sounds good. So you had a Dunkin' Donut. Did you have a cup of coffee with it?
No.
Okay, you're not old enough to drink coffee yet. Okay, so.
I am.
No, you're not. Stunt your growth.
I have.
I bet you have. It's just good decaf. So, this is the time everyone has waited for, right? Joke time with John and Milo. Do you have any jokes tonight, Milo?
Did I already say this joke? I'm not sure. Well, I'm saying it again. I have two jokes for you.
Okay.
I've already said these jokes, but I don't care.
Okay.
So this is a dad joke.
Dad joke, okay.
So today, I want to go ask the dog, what is 2 minus 2? And guess what he said?
I didn't hear that whole thing. Can you say it again and talk into the mic?
Okay. So today I asked the dog, what is 2 minus 2? And guess what he said?
Bark.
Nothing.
He can't talk.
And then I have another joke for you.
Okay, go for it. That one's good. That's better than mine.
Why did the idiot cross the road?
Why did the idiot cross the road?
Yeah.
Knock, I don't knock. Know. Why did the idiot cross the road?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The idiot.
Okay. All right, buddy. I don't really get that one, but I think it's probably way too complex for me. So why did the idiot cross the road? Knock, knock. Who's there? The idiot. You ready for joke time with John and Milo? Part 2 with John? We just heard from Milo.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say to a rabbit on its birthday?
What?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay. What do you call a fake noodle?
What?
An impasta.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. What kind of tree fits in your hand?
I don't know what.
A palm tree. There you go. You got it. I'll give it to you. And the last joke of today's, it's joke time with John and Milo. Why did the cookie go to the doctor's?
Why?
Because he felt crummy. Okay, buddy. What the baseball glove say to the baseball? Take 2. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch you later.
See you later.